translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead Ramachandra, being aggrieved for His distant intimate friend Sita, glanced over the city of the enemy Ravan with red hot eyes like those of Hara, who wanted to burn the kingdom of heaven. The great ocean, trembling in fear, gave him his way because its family members, the aquatics like the sharks, snakes and crocodiles, were being burned by the heat of the angry, red-hot eyes of the Lord. Purport. The personality of Godhead has every sentiment of a sentient being, like all other living beings, because He is the chief and original living entity, the supreme source of all other living beings. He is the Nitya or the Eternal, chief Eternal amongst all other Eternals. He is the chief one and all others are the dependent many. The many Eternals are supported by the one Eternal. And thus both the Eternals are qualitatively one. Due to such oneness, both the Eternals constitutionally have a complete range of sentiments. But the difference is that the sentiments of the chief Eternal are different in quantity from the sentiments of the dependent Eternals. When Ramachandra was angry and showed his red hot eyes, the whole ocean became heated with that energy, so much so that the aquatics within the great ocean felt the heat, and the personified ocean trembled in fear and offered the Lord an easy path for reaching the enemy's city. The impersonalist will see havoc in this red hot sentiments of the Lord, because they want to see negation in perfection. Because the Lord is absolute, the impersonalists imagine that in the absolute sentiment of anger, which resembles mundane sentiments, must be conspicuous by absence. Due to poor fund of knowledge, they do not realize that the sentiment of the absolute person is transcendental to all mundane concepts of quality and quantity. Had Lord Ramachandra's sentiments been of mundane origin, how could it disturb the whole ocean and its inhabitants? Can any mundane red-hot eye generate heat in the great ocean? These are factors to be distinguished in terms of the personal and impersonal conceptions of the Absolute Truth. As it is said in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth is the source of everything. So the Absolute Person cannot be devoid of the sentiments that are reflected in the temporary mundane world. Rather, the different sentiments found in the Absolute, either in anger or in mercy, have the same qualitative influence. Or in other words, there is no mundane difference of value because the sentiments are all on the absolute plane. Such sentiments are definitely not absent in the absolute, as the impersonalists think, making their mundane estimations of the transcendental world. I'll also read part of the previous purport. Sita is Lakshmi or the goddess of fortune, which is never to be enjoyed by any living being. She is meant for being worshipped by the living being along with her husband, Sri Ramachandra. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth. But on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Ram and thus incurs great miseries. The materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Supreme Lord is the policy of Ravana. Ravana was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom Lanka into pure gold or full material wealth. But because he did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramachandra and defied him by stealing his wife, Sita, Ravana was killed and all his opulence and power was destroyed. Lord Ramachandra is full incarnation with six opulences in full and is therefore mentioned in this verse as Kaleshaha or master of all opulence. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalun Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೆ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರ್ವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುವೆಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೇ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಸೀತಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್, we chose this verse from second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As we were discussing yesterday, that how the energy and energetic, when they are together, then there is a hope for living entity. Krishna is never alone. And Krishna's energy is also, they are never independent. I don't know, somebody many years back told that if you worship Radharani alone, they quoted Prabhupada, then she becomes Durga. So therefore, worshipping either one of them is not complete. Just like when Ravan kidnapped Sita, you know, he was obsessed by the beauty of Sita and he separated Sita from Lord Ram. And therefore, he was chastised by Lord Ramachandra. He had to lose his life. And Prabhupada repeatedly talks about this. He said, there are now millions of Ravanas who are trying to kidnap Mother Sita. But he says, but unfortunately, because they kidnap Mother Sita in the form of her energy, you know, the resources of material world, they'll be vanquished. On the other hand, Shurpanaka, when she came to Lord Ram, she was fascinated by his beauty and she wanted Lord Ram at the cost of Mother Sita. She wanted to kill Mother Sita and she was also chastised. So either way, if you try to separate Sita from Ram or Ram from Sita, you know, we get chastised. And Prabhupada also explains elsewhere. He says, Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Losing one Sita is no big deal. He could have created millions of Sita. But he is proving this point that as an ideal husband, as a great king, he was willing to go through any extent to bring back Mother Sita. He destroyed the entire dynasty of Ravan. In fact, it is explained in Valmiki Ramayana. When Ravan was killed, Ram sent a message to through Hanumanji. He said, you go and tell Mother Sita that Ravan has been conquered, he has been killed, now you are safe. So Hanumanji went and gave that message. And here one nice quality of Sita is explained, that Hanumanji, after giving this message of the death of Ravan, Hanumanji still wanted to kill remaining demons. And those who were harassing Mother Sita, and he had seen it personally with his own eyes when he had come to look for Mother Sita in Ashok Vatika. So Hanumanji still had that anger. And he became so angry, he said, you give me order and I will kill them. I will punch them, I will bite, I will scratch, you know. So Hanumanji was saying, how should I kill them? So here, in Valmiki Ramayana, first time Mother Sita called Hanumanji, you monkey. She said, how can you speak like this? She said, this is not their fault. They were serving their master. Because they are serving their master, what else they can do? It is not their fault, it is the fault of their master. And Mother Sita said, how can I do this? It is not possible. And she tells the story to Hanumanji that at no condition one should be hard or cruel to others. She said that one time one bear and the tiger, and the hunter. The hunter was chased by the tiger. And suddenly he came to this tree. Mother Sita is telling this story to Hanumanji. And then when this tiger was chasing this hunter, hunter climbed the tree. Unfortunately, on the tree he saw the bear. Either way he would be killed. But he pleaded the bear, please, please don't kill me, protect me. And seeing his condition, because this man had taken shelter, the bear would not kill him. But the tiger told the bear, this is a man. No, he's not animal, he's a man. Therefore, you should be careful of him. He'll be ungrateful, so therefore, you push him down. You push him down so that you'll be safe and I will have my nice food also. The bear said, no, it's not possible. He has taken my shelter, I will protect him. So because this man was so tired, he went to sleep. Again the tiger tried to tempt the bear. Bear would not do it. After some time the man got up. The bear said, now I'm tired, I will sleep. And the bear went to sleep. And the tiger told the man, you push him now. Because he could be dangerous for you. And the man was so ungrateful, he tried to push the bear. And suddenly the bear woke up and grabbed one of the branches of the tree and saved himself. So tiger told the bear, just see, this is man. You could expect from that, from him. Now you can push him down. The bear said, no, I will not do it. So Mother Sita said, a bear can exhibit this quality, what to speak of me? She's not ordinary, she's goddess of fortune. So she said, no, forgive them. They don't deserve punishment. As we were discussing yesterday, that is the nature of goddess of fortune. If she is there, if you are sheltered by her, then even Krishna or Ram cannot do anything. Max, they can give some punishment, but they have to forgive. So therefore, it is explained when Hanumanji gave the message, and he came back, he explained to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram told Vibhishan, you go and bring Mother Sita. She has to come to this place. So Mother Sita was brought in a palanquin. Now the entire army of the monkeys, they are fascinated. They said, who is this Sita, for whose sake this Ram, declared war? For one woman, so many people were killed. So they were very eager to see her. There was a stampede. Thousands of monkeys were, pushing, pulling, trying to look for who is this Sita, but she was covered in the palanquin. And because of this, the soldiers of Vibhishan, they had stick in their hand. They had the shield in their hand. They were wearing nice big cap, like the British soldiers or policemen. And they were beating the monkeys very badly because they wanted to create orderliness, And when Ram saw this, that these monkeys are beaten badly by Vibhishan soldier, Ram screamed. He shouted at Vibhishan. He said, stop it. He said, how can you do this? He said, these monkeys are my own people. Very interesting. They are my own people. Don't touch them. And tell Mother Sita to come down. It is okay for her to come down. If she is exposed to public, there is no problem. In emergency, a great queen or a great lady can be exposed. Let her be seen by everybody. So Lord Ram gave the darshan of Mother Sita to everybody. Similarly, when Hanumanji, just to prove the point of Prabhupada, that to save Mother Sita, Lord Ram conquered the entire army. Same thing happened with Hanumanji also. When Hanumanji was sent by Sugriv and Lord Ram, you go and look for Mother Sita. Valmiki explains, there was some neutrality in the mind of Hanumanji because he's renounciate. So he was thinking, I'll go as a duty. So he was not very confirmed about, doing his duty in regards to, why there is so much of, doing all his research. And eventually when he came to Ashoka Vatika, when he saw Mother Sita, Hanumanji actually explains that, for her sake, if Ram had to make the entire creation upside down, still it is not sufficient. She is so great, she is so beautiful, and she has got all qualities. Even Ram has to do the whole world upside down, it is worth it. And then he explains, Valmiki explains that Hanumanji approved the marriage of Sitaram. When the marriage had taken place long back. He said, wow, she's a very good match for Ram. And then Hanumanji said, I was thinking the search of Mother Sita was so difficult. You know, jumping over the ocean was extremely troublesome, extremely difficult one. But the greater trouble is that Ram is staying away from Mother Sita for so long. That is greater trouble. And we see in the Ramayana, when Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, we also read in the Bhagavatam how gopis were, you know, looking for Krishna when Krishna, you know, disappeared from the rasa dance. And even Lord Ram, when he saw that Sita has disappeared, the kind of emotion, and that's what Prabhupada is speaking here, that if you read the Ramayana, you'll be bewildered. If you don't understand the principle of emotions, very beautifully Prabhupada explains about God having emotions also. God expressing emotions. In the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains, when Varahadeva was condemned by Hiranyaksha, he says Varahadeva was hurt. He did not like it. And he explains that Lord becomes very encouraged when his devotee is appreciative. Therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita, Prabhupada explains that devotees are the well-wisher of God. They are well-wisher of Krishna. Like in South India, there was a story. Like one devotee, just ordinary devotee, was not a great Mahanta or Acharya or a Guru. Ordinary devotee, you know, he'd go village to village, home to home, talk about God to everybody. He came to Balaji Tirupati, but he had no ticket. To get special darshan, you need a special ticket in Balaji. So when he came there, he was chased away by the priest. And this devotee became very angry. He became so angry, he says, hey Balaji, you are existing only because of us. Because we go around and preach about you, we tell that you exist, you are the Supreme Lord, and therefore you have any hope, and you are doing this to me. He was very angry. He wrote a nice poem, you know, criticizing Lord Balaji out of affection. He said, you are only existing because we preachers, we go out and preach about you. And that's what exactly Prabhupada is talking about, well-wisher. So because he spoke like that, the next day when there was the procession of Lord Balaji in his Vijay Murti, this devotee was standing, wanting to see the Lord. There was great anger also. So the Lord stood there. He said, sorry, I am here for you. So here we see that Lord Ram, Prabhupada explains about the sentiments. That Lord becomes encouraged. That he becomes very encouraged when the devotees glorify Krishna. And therefore Hiranyakashipu misunderstood about this. In the seventh canto he talks that he is like a baby child. If you give some toffee, he becomes pacified. He becomes very pleased. And Prabhupada explained that means it is so easy to please Krishna just by offering simple prayers of glorification to Krishna. Krishna becomes conquered. Why? Because he has emotions, he has sentiments. So therefore when Lord Ramachandra felt separation of Mother Sita, the separation, he was going around every tree. You know, he was looking at the sky, he was talking to the breeze. And then eventually when he was not able to find Mother Sita, he became angry also, he removed his bow. You know, Lord Ram is not only feeling separation from Mother Sita, but he is also Kshatriya. When this didn't work, crying didn't work, then he thought, okay, let me take the bow and destroy the entire universe. And Lakshman stopped him. He said, don't do like this. You know, hold on. You'll get Mother Sita. So we see that how Mother Sita had conquered the heart of Lord Ram. And Hanumanji and other demons, the monkey soldiers also, they were very fascinated for Ram doing it. And they approved that Lord Ram had to do. So therefore this whole concept of Goddess of Fortune being very merciful is very interesting and very important point. Without Sita, if you approach Lord Ram, without Krishna, without Radharani approach Krishna, then there is no possibility of mercy. Therefore, Prabhupada explains, first comes the Goddess of Fortune, Radha, Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayan, Sita, Ram. No? In this way, when we approach through the energy of the Lord, then there is a safety. And therefore, when Ravan performed this great mistake, in fact, when he went to kidnap Mother Sita, he went to Marich. And he said, you come, you help me in this regard. Marich said, I don't know which enemy in the guise of friend has advised you to do this. If you want to live peacefully, which you are living, hopefully, you know, you have all the opulence, why can't you go back and live happily in Lanka? Why you want to trouble yourself? It is not a good idea. Go home. Actually, Marich convinced Ravan to go home and Ravan went back. In the first time, Ravan goes back. But unfortunately, sister was too strong. Shurpanaka, she comes in, if you read Ramayana, nobody could chastise Ravan. Vibhishan could only speak strongly, you know, as politely as possible. He would speak the truth and that would hurt Ravan. But Shurpanaka was so, you know, vocal, very harsh. She came and publicly chastised Ravan. You know, you lusty man, what are you doing here? You're sitting here. And then she spoke that, why don't you go to Janasthan? In Janasthan, I went for your sake only. Just see how she changes. You know, she's like a newspaper. Always gives a different news. She went there to Janasthan being, you know, infatuated by Ravan. And then Lakshman performed surgery for her. But how does she present it to Ravan? She said, I went there, you know, being your well-wisher, seeing the beauty of Mother Sita, I wanted to bring her for you. And while bringing Mother Sita for you, this brothers, they caused trouble to me. And you are sitting here and doing nothing about it. If you want to be really auspicious in life, you put your right foot and go there. She spoke very strongly. And this time Ravan was, he lost his brain. He had none, even though he had 10 heads. So he came there and he told Marich, he said, don't instruct me anything. I don't want to hear. You just have to come along with me and just follow whatever I say. And that's how he told him to become a golden deer. And this part, in fact, the Vaishnava Acharyas explain, and Prabhupada also write, that what is the story behind Ramayana? The story behind Ramayana is the difficulties what we encounter in the material world in regards to attachment. He said, Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Ramayana has some lesson to be taught that when there is attachment, Lord Ram is presenting as if he is attached. Of course, he is the Supreme Lord, but Prabhupada makes this point. And how much one has to go through the suffering. And when Mother Sita, when she saw this golden deer, you know, Marich turned into a golden deer, he had a wrong conclusion. It is explained, Marich thought, you know, why should I be killed by Ravan? Better let me be killed by Ram. But unfortunately, even though he wanted to be killed by Ram, he was serving Ravan. It is not about simply being killed by Ram. That is not the best thing to do. Best thing is to do is that you could be killed by a demon, but if you are serving Ram. So his conclusion was wrong because Marich had no spiritual master, only was wearing saffron dress. On his own, he adapted, you know. So he came to this place and he was moving about, having a nice golden form. And by seeing this, Mother Sita said, I want that golden deer. We can take it to Ayodhya. If you cannot catch it alive, at least catch him. You know, take his leather, skin. So Lakshman told Ram, my dear brother, you know, we have never seen such golden deer. We were traveling around this forest. We have not seen such thing. And internally you are saying, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Lord. In your creation, you have never created any golden deer. So therefore it is the work of the demons. Just we killed 14,000 Rakshasas. Must be some demon moving about. Therefore don't go up after it. Ram said, first time she is asking something from me. So whether it is a demon or not, I should give something to Mother Sita. First time she is asked. And if he is a demon, then I will kill him. So it is explained that Mother Sita called the golden deer that Abhirama. In one sense she said that this golden deer is better than you. And this is what happens in the material world when we glorify matter more than the spirit. When we glorify or when we become obsessed by something which is material more than Krishna, then we are separated from Krishna. So when Mother Sita was told, Ram went away from her. When Ram went away, and then he was chasing the golden deer, naturally the golden deer Marich was running here, there, everywhere. And eventually Ram shot. And what happened when he shot the golden deer, as it was decided, he should have chanted the names of Ram only. Marich did not chant the name of Ram, as it was told to him by Ravan. He called out, Hey Sita, Hey Lakshman, Hey Sita, Hey Lakshman. Ram realized there was foul play. But then it was too late. So Sita heard this, Hey Sita, Hey Lakshman. And she told Lakshman, Hey Lakshman, look, I think Ram is in danger. You should go and save Ram. He must be in difficulty. And Lakshman took it very casually. He said, My dear mother, don't worry, because he said, you just saw 14,000 demons were killed by Lord Ram within one muhurta, 40 minutes. Nothing will happen to him. All the Gandharvas, all the Kinnaras, all the demons, all the Rakshasas, all the Chanaras, all the Kinnaras, all of them put together, they can't do any harm to Lord Ram. What about this deer? Nothing will happen. You don't worry. So it is explained, sometime conflict can take place because of good reason also. Sita was concerned and Lakshman was confident. Just see, and there was an argument between them. So you don't have to have a bad reason. It is not only the fight takes place between dharma and adharma. Sometimes fight takes between dharma only. And when that fight takes between the dharma, that is very ferocious. I remember one Vaishnava, he had come to one devotee's place from Madhva Sampradaya. And he quoted one Niti. He said, when the ordinary people fight, the fight is not so severe. And he said, when the Brahmanas fight, he said, because they have all the Shastra, it is more fierce. And the worst the Vaishnavas, he said. When the Vaishnavas fight, you know, it is very, very painful. Ordinary people fight, their fight is very ordinary. But when the Vaishnavas fight, it's very painful. So here Sita and Lakshman, you know, they were arguing. And Sita, when you are separated from Ram because of some mundane thing, what happened? You know, she accused Lakshman. This is a very interesting part of Ram. She accused Lakshman, saying that you are here all this year with the intention of, you know, enjoying me. Lakshman closed his ears. He said, how can you speak like this? And Lakshman said, you know, it is very painful to hear. Just imagine, you know, out of concern for Ram, Sita lost her intelligence. Again, from the lesson point of view, she is a goddess of fortune. And she chased away Lakshman. You have to go and do something about it. And Lakshman knew very well that when I come back here, Mother Sita will not be here. She will be kidnapped. He was very confident about it. When he went there, he was chastised by Ram also. He said, why are you here? So Sita questioned his integrity and Ram questioned his competency. And still he continued serving them. Didn't resign. No, I'm going out of the temple. No. He continued to serve both of them. Ram chastised him. When he came back, Sita was not there. So it is explained that how the Lord, when Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, the mission of saving the living entity begins. The entire mission of the Lord coming to this material world is nothing but, you know, bringing the living entities back to Him. And who is responsible? The Lord in one sense become helpless. Lord Ramchandra acted helplessly. And therefore repeatedly took shelter of Sugriv. In the Ramayana, Ram says, you know, I take shelter, O Sugriv. I take your shelter, I take your shelter, I take your shelter. It is explained that even the living entity makes the mistake, but the Lord, He makes this mission. And many people, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, to save one living entity, the gallons of blood has to be shed. And we see the first person, first preacher, first devotee who laid down his life to save Mother Sita was Jatayu. Jatayu died in regards to saving. And then entire monkey army, just to save one devotee, if you see from that point of view, to save one devotee, how much efforts are made by the Supreme Lord and his devotees. And therefore Prabhupada explains that the entire work of Krishna consciousness movement and the preacher is that the devotees like Hanumanji, they try to unite. They try to unite Goddess of Fortune with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The nature of demon is to create disunity. They want to separate the living entities from the Lord. And we see the material nature in this world, especially the modern world, you know, the modern education, the modern technology, everything is geared towards making us stay away from God as much as possible, as far as possible. And therefore, you know, even in India, this has become a fashion to raise this question. Even small children, if they are coming from highly sophisticated school, you know, they raise this question, God, you know, there is no God. God does not exist. It is all myth, it is all fashion. They say like that. But, you know, Hanumanji and his followers, their entire efforts is to unite. Uniting the Lord from the living entity, uniting other devotees with other devotees. When someone takes the work of uniting people, then they're specially glorified. Therefore, Hanumanji, he was praised by Mother Sita. In fact, Ramayana also shows how much Sita was despondent in separation of Ram. So many men she stayed, and eventually she decided that I don't think Ram will come here. As Hanumanji was sitting on that tree, now Valmiki explained Sita took her own hair and she made like a rope and she was about to hang herself. As Prabhupada explains, all those sentiments are there in the spiritual realm also. One should not be surprised, because these sentiments, when expressed by Goddess of Fortune, they cause our liberation. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Ladini Shakti is meant to give pleasure to Krishna, and also it gives nourishment to the living entities. So whether the pastimes of the Lord in union or separation from the absolute realm, Sita's hopelessness is also good for us. It causes deliverance. But the drama is very beautiful. Sita is about to give up her life, you know, putting herself with her hair. And Hanumanji saw that. And then Hanumanji starts speaking about the glories of Lord Ram. And the nectarian words of Lord Ram give, you know, life back to Mother Sita. She stopped. And Hanumanji came down. And she spoke about Mother Sita to Hanumanji spoke to Sita about Lord Ram, and Sita became so happy. And she was so happy, she glorified Hanumanji. And then when Hanumanji went back to Lord Ram, when he narrated the whole incident of meeting Mother Sita, giving the evidence, Lord Ram also became very happy. And Ram said, my dear Hanumanji, because you brought this message, you have given life to me, you have given nectar to me, you have given immortality to me. What can I do for you? I can't do anything for you. Only thing I can do is, I can hug you, I can embrace you. So see, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when is united by his devotee, you know, the Goddess of Fortune is united simply by giving that message, Ram became so happy, he explained to Hanumanji that even if I try to repay your service to me, not one lifetime, not two lifetime, not three lifetimes, even if I do it five lifetimes, I will not be able to repay you. So therefore, I will simply embrace you. You be happy with embrace. Therefore, when we preach Krishna consciousness, when we do some devotional service, when we try to unite, the best pleasure, as experienced by Hanumanji and as spoken by Lord Ram, is that bringing living entities together. And Prabhupada explains that the Goddess of Fortune or Lakshmi has been taken away by the demons. And what is the duty of Hanumanji or people like Hanumanji? To bring Narayan bring Lakshmi close to Narayan. When Narayan and Lakshmi they are together, when Radha Krishna are together, when Sitaram are together, that gives benediction to the entire living entities. So therefore, Sitaram, their marriage, as we discussed yesterday, such a beautiful concept. It is a combination of mercy and justice. Without mercy, you know, simply law of karma will not function. It's a vicious cycle, we will never get out of it. And mercy without law of karma will not give us responsibility. Then we take it for granted. So therefore, Sita Ram being together, Radha Krishna being together, Lakshmi Narayan being together. And therefore this mantra which Lord Chaitanya gave, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We see there is a, Prabhupada explains, Hara, you know, it's an address to mother. Therefore, he called, if you read some of his conversation, he calls Radharani as mother also. So that because of that mother is there, then the father is forced to be soft and merciful. And in this way, when we worship Mother Sita, Mother Ram, Lord Ram, or Radha Krishna, you know, our good fortune becomes a reality. And today also Jana Mataji's appearance, then Prabhupada explains, she is also the consort of Nityanand Prabhu. And therefore, after the disappearance of Lord Nityanand, she became the in charge, not by position, but by her qualification. All the great acharyas like Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, you know, they would actually worship her. And she was there in the Kheturi festival, beautiful village in Bangladesh. The first Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated in Kheturi, and she was there, you know, guiding and inspiring our Narottam Das Thakur. And the entire, you know, the entire group of great devotees, Lord Chaitanya came, Nityanand Prabhu came, Advaita Acharya came, everybody came for that festival from the spiritual world. That was the most memorable Gaur Purnima festival, the first Gaur Purnima festival, and she was responsible. So therefore, both goddess of fortune. You know, this is the Vedic philosophy, that we don't worship God, not female God, not male God. We worship both, Radha, Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.